Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 372 for Thursday, April 30th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended slightly lower Thursday after bouncing around unchanged in thin volume two-sided trade for much of the session. For the most part, canola ended slightly lower, with the most active July contract down 40 cents at $446.60 per ton. Losses in U.S. soybeans and soy meal weighed on prices. There are ideas that canola is expensive compared to other oil seeds. Large world supplies, including the ongoing South American harvest, were bearish. However, the Canadian dollar was weaker against its American counterpart, which made canola more attractive on the international market. Malaysian palm oil and U.S. soy oil were higher, which helped to underpin the market. A lack of moisture in some parts of the prairies was bullish, while slow farmer selling added some support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down 9 to 11 cents, with the July contract down 11 at $9.77 per bushel. Large global supplies of soybeans pressured futures, particularly the outside contracts. Labor relations between truckers in Brazil and management are looking better, meaning a strike or any type of major job action is not likely. Meantime, workers at the Rosario port in Argentina are back at work, and no soybean shipments were affected. Corn was 1 to 2 cents lower, with the most active July contract at $3.66 a bushel. Favorable weather in the U.S. Midwest is helping farmers make good planting progress. The continued spread of the avian flu is also weighing on corn. As more and more poultry are put down, there's less markets for feeder corn. Wheat was lower, down 89 cents, with the July contract in Chicago down 10 at $4.72 per bushel. Futures sank with forecasts for more rain in the U.S. southern plains, where there are broad patches of wheat badly in need of moisture. The USDA is reporting an all-time low for export sales in the 2014-15 crop year. The uptick in the value of the U.S. dollar was also bearish. Russia is hinting that it may end its export taxes for grain in the near future, which also put pressure on U.S. wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, April 30th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.